Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Lies I Taught in Medical School by Robert Lufkin, MD, is a critique of modern, protocol-driven healthcare from the perspective of a physician trained inside the conventional system. The book argues that many common medical assumptions about chronic disease, risk factors, and treatment pathways are incomplete or distorted by incentives, overspecialization, and a focus on symptom control rather than root causes. Lufkin frames the central problem as a mismatch between what people need for long-term metabolic and cognitive health and what clinical routines often deliver, especially for conditions like obesity, type 2 diabetes, fatty liver, and cardiovascular risk. He also emphasizes the limits of relying on prescriptions and procedures without addressing nutrition, movement, sleep, stress, and environmental exposures. Positioned as both a warning and a practical guide, the book encourages readers to ask better questions, interpret health metrics more intelligently, and adopt evidence-informed lifestyle changes that can complement medical care and, in some cases, reduce the need for escalating interventions. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how the medical system drifts from health to disease management. A core theme is that conventional medicine often excels at acute rescue but underperforms at preventing and reversing chronic illness. The book highlights how training, reimbursement, and clinic workflows tend to reward quick diagnosis and medication-based stabilization rather than time-intensive behavior change and root cause investigation. Readers are encouraged to notice how guidelines can become rigid checklists that prioritize treating lab numbers or symptoms while overlooking the upstream drivers that create those numbers in the first place. The result is a cycle where patients collect diagnoses, add medications, and accept gradual decline as normal aging. Lufkin also points to fragmentation across specialties, where each clinician focuses on a body part while no one owns the full picture of metabolic health, inflammation, sleep, stress load, and daily habits. The topic pushes readers to see chronic disease as largely lifestyle and environment mediated, with genetics often acting more as susceptibility than destiny. The practical implication is not rejecting medicine, but using it more strategically. Seek clinicians who address causes, request clear reasoning for tests and drugs, and measure success by function and resilience, not just short-term symptom relief. Secondly, metabolic health as the common denominator behind many chronic conditions. The book frames metabolic dysfunction as a unifying explanation for a wide range of modern diseases, linking insulin resistance and related processes to obesity, type 2 diabetes, hypertension, dyslipidemia, fatty liver disease, and rising cognitive decline. Instead of treating each condition as separate, this perspective views them as different expressions of the same underlying energy regulation problem. Lufkin emphasizes that focusing on calories alone can miss how food quality, ultra-processed ingredients, refined carbohydrates, and chronically elevated insulin can drive hunger, fat storage, and inflammation. He also highlights why standard markers may not capture early risk, urging readers to pay attention to trends, waist size, triglycerides, HDL, blood pressure, and glucose-related measures as part of a broader pattern. This topic also addresses how medication can sometimes mask worsening physiology, creating a false sense of security while the underlying metabolic engine deteriorates. The reader takeaway is a shift in goals. Prioritize restoring metabolic flexibility through nutrition choices, muscle-building activity, sleep consistency, and stress reduction. These interventions can improve multiple diagnoses simultaneously and may reduce reliance on escalating pharmaceutical stacks over time. Thirdly, nutrition and the problem with one-size-fits-all dietary advice. Another major topic is the gap between simplistic nutrition messaging and the complexity of human metabolism. The book challenges the idea that widely promoted dietary patterns automatically work for everyone, especially when those patterns are interpreted as high sugar, high starch, low nutrient, and heavily processed, low nutrient, and heavily processed. Lufkin stresses the importance of satiety, nutrient density, and controlling glycemic load, arguing that many people do better when they reduce refined carbohydrates and prioritize protein, fiber-rich plants, and minimally processed foods. He discusses how food industry influence, outdated assumptions, and fear of dietary fat can contribute to recommendations that fail people with insulin resistance. The topic also covers practical methods for behavior change, reading labels, removing liquid calories, rebuilding meals around whole foods, and making the easiest choice the healthy one through environment design at home and work. Rather than promoting a single rigid plan, the emphasis is on experimentation with objective feedback from weight, energy, cravings, and lab trends. The message is that nutrition is not merely personal preference, it is a therapeutic tool that can either amplify chronic disease or support recovery. Fourthly, lifestyle medicine tools that outperform drugs for many outcomes. The book underscores that the most powerful levers for long-term health are often non-pharmaceutical, even if they receive less attention in typical medical visits. Exercise is presented not only as a calorie burner, but as a metabolic signal that improves insulin sensitivity, preserves muscle, supports mood, and protects brain health. Sleep is treated as foundational, with poor sleep acting like a multiplier of hunger, stress hormones, and glucose instability. Stress management is positioned as physiologic, not just psychological, because chronic stress can push inflammation, blood pressure, and unhealthy coping behaviors. Lufkin also encourages readers to consider light exposure, time outdoors, social connection, and reducing sedentary time as daily inputs that shape health trajectories. The key argument is comparative effectiveness. For many chronic conditions, lifestyle changes can produce broader benefits with fewer side effects than adding another medication, though medications may still be appropriate in higher risk situations. This topic helps readers translate intentions into routines by focusing on small, repeatable actions, tracking simple metrics, and building supportive systems. The overall promise is improved vitality and function, not merely better lab results. Lastly, becoming your own advocate in a high-stakes healthcare environment, Lufkin encourages readers to adopt an active role in medical decisions, especially when dealing with chronic disease where choices accumulate over decades. This topic focuses on practical health literacy, understanding what a diagnosis means, what a medication is expected to do, and what trade-offs may come with it. Readers are urged to ask targeted questions about absolute risk reduction, alternative options, and what lifestyle steps should accompany any prescription. The book also discusses the importance of seeking second opinions, choosing clinicians who listen and collaborate, and using data without becoming obsessed by it. Another aspect is recognizing conflicts and incentives that can shape care, from time pressure and appointments to industry influence in research and education. Instead of promoting distrust, the guidance is to build a partnership where the patient brings goals and consistency, and the clinician brings clinical judgment and monitoring. The topic also highlights that personal responsibility is empowering rather than blaming because it expands the set of actions available beyond waiting for the next test result. The end goal is better outcomes and fewer surprises, achieved by combining medical oversight with informed self-care. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who feel stuck in the chronic disease cycle, caregivers trying to support a loved one with metabolic or cardiovascular risk, and anyone who wants a clearer framework for staying healthy in midlife and beyond. It can also resonate with clinicians and students who are curious about prevention-oriented medicine and the limits of a prescription-first approach. The main benefit is practical. It reframes many common conditions as modifiable, then points to everyday levers that improve multiple systems at once, including nutrition quality, physical activity, sleep regularity, and stress load. Even readers who continue standard medical treatment can use the ideas to reduce risk, improve energy, and make appointments more productive through better questions and better tracking of meaningful metrics. Compared with similar health books, its value is the combination of insider perspective and consumer-focused advocacy. Rather than presenting wellness as vague inspiration, it critiques system incentives and clinical habits that keep people treating symptoms while root causes worsen. If you want a motivating, prevention-centered roadmap that complements medical care and pushes you towards sustainable self-leadership, this book is a strong purchase. If you would like to support Robert Lufkin, MD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.